is perfect. Perfection doesn't change. But national choice is not synonymous with individual salvation. That never was. Individual salvation was always God's plan of salvation. That's the way it was in Noah's day, and that's the way it was in Abram's day, and that's the way it was in Moses' day, and that's the way it was in Paul's day, and that's the way it is in our day. Jew has to be saved individually like everybody else. But sometimes certain steps have to be taken to reach that particular individual. And this dear woman, as she was there in Samaria, perfect type of my people, first of all, you will notice she was defeated by circumstances. She was a woman of Samaria. If you study Bible history and Bible customs, you'll find that the Samaritans were very much despised by the Jews, because the Samaritans were half-breeds. They were part Jew and part Gentile. And apparently, the Gentile nature was mostly predominant, and it was a thorn in the eyes or a thorn in the flesh to the Jews. They were mutual enemies, and Jews would not go through Samaria for a number of reasons. One of them, they feared violence. And today, the Jew is in the same condition, seemingly as far as the church is concerned. There once, if you only knew how much of a neglected stepchild, missionary-wise, my people is, you'd weep. You go even fundamental churches, they have their plans and their programs. And very often the Jews omit it. Do you know, dear ones, the Bible never tells us to pray for any particular nation by name? You'll never find it. But in the Word of God, at least three or four times, God commands us to pray for his people. And yet, how many of you, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. See, I'm very forthright, I'm very frank, because I've got blood flowing in my veins of the prophets that were very frank and lost their heads quite often over their frankness. But how many of you ever pray even 60 minutes a year on the average of 5 minutes a month for my people? Well, anyhow, few think of them as a mission field. What are God's chosen people? So what? So the Lord had a special way for them? Oh no. Remember when the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. There wasn't a Gentile within 75 miles when he said that. And if they needed him then, they most certainly need him now. She was despised by society. That's why she came there the sixth hour, 12 o'clock. If you know anything about Oriental customs of that day, and most likely today as well, people come to draw water early in the morning, 6 in the morning, 6 at night, before the heat or after the heat, but never during the noon hour unless it's an extreme emergency. And the reason why she came was at that hour was to come by herself. She didn't want to be the target of all the scoffing and the jeering and the buffeting and the insults. And notice she was debarred by prejudice. She voiced it. When our Lord approached her, she said, how come? Thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria. Oftentimes, Jews cannot get over when a Gentile Christian is kind to him or to her. I remember the kind of figure of Christ I had when I came from Poland, a Roman Catholic country. The target and the butt of hatred, anti-Semitism, violence, outrage in the name of Christ. What do you think brought me to the Lord Jesus? A sermon? Oh, I was witnessed. The witness took its effect, yes. But I'll tell you what broke through the glacial night of my unbelief was not anything that was said, but rather what Christians were when I saw the real article. I don't know how many of you have ever heard Dr. Ironside preach. Now, he's a wonderful man of God. He was persona grata numero uno, number one among Hebrew Christians. You know, we loved him. I'll never forget Dr. Ironside when he was speaking at the Jewish conference. Told a story that was rather touching. And I'm going to try and repeat what he said, but nobody can repeat the way he did it. He was practically inimitable. tells the story of the time when he lived in Detroit. And it was during the month of November, and they have bad weather in Detroit. And of course, on rare occasions, they have good weather there, but they generally have bad. And it was raining, it was miserable. And here he looked outside the window, and there he saw an old Jew, he recognized him, who was repairing umbrellas. And since his umbrella needed repair, and Dr. Ironside always loved the Jew, was kind to them, did his best for them, tried to put in a witness, he called this Jew in. And this Jew was glad to come in out of the rain and earn a little money. And he gave him the umbrella, and he repaired it quite well. Dr. Ironside said to him, "My friend, how much do I owe you?" Well, the man said, 75 cents. Well, Dr. Ironside said, "That's reasonable, no?" So he gave him 75 cents with one hand, and then from the other pocket with the other hand, an unspecified amount, put it in the Jew's palm, and he said, "But this I give you in the name of Jesus Christ." The Jew reacted to that gesture as though he had been bitten by a serpent. He said, in his Jewish flavored, you know, accent, he said, "What? In the name of Jesus Christ, you give me more money than I asked for? Man, in the name of Jesus Christ in Russia, they burnt our houses over our heads. In the name of Jesus Christ, they killed my father and my mother. In the name of Jesus Christ, they threw us out into the snow." And he named a number of things that was done to them in the name of Jesus Christ. "And you, in the name of Jesus Christ, give me more money than I asked for? I cannot understand it." Dr. Ironside continued. The poor man walked out of his home, still holding that amount of money in the palm of his hand, oblivious to the traffic and to the weather, shaking his head and saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ, he gave me more money than I asked for. I cannot understand it. I cannot understand it." And that's it, dear ones. You see, Christendom has built up an image of Christ in the heart and mind and the conscience of the Jew. And the Jew has to be taught the real image of Christ. And the only ones that can do it are we who are real Christians.